Well, we are at 84 degrees, a very warm Monday afternoon, third day of October, 9 minutes past the hour. And it is time now for Information Please with Lily Ziegler.
Okay, I was surprised how warm it was outside.
Yeah, it's muggy, too.
Yeah.
84.
It is.
Yeah, that's...
Because in the house, it didn't feel that warm, you know.
Yeah.
But really...
It'll cool off in a hurry, though. Don't worry. Fall will be coming.
I sure will. We'll have to get our blood conditioned again.
I think so.
Okay, we'll take our notices first. The United Methodist Church is here at Blue Earth. They're going to be having their, today they'll be having their, let's see, they'll be having their communion at Nicollet Place at 2:30. And then at the Lakeview Auxiliary Fall Annual Meeting is this afternoon. Then 5 o'clock, the Emmanuel Salem UMW Executive Committee will be meeting at Salem. 6:15, they'll be having adult studies. That's at Salem. And 6:30, the Boy Scout Troop 49 will be meeting at Salem. So we have a lot of things going on at Salem. Tuesday, the communion at 2:15 at St. Luke's. And Wednesday, they'll be having their 10:30 Southern Prairie Parish meeting. At 12 o'clock, they'll be having their lunch this time at Minowa Golf Course. At 6:30 on Wednesday, the choir rehearsal at Salem. And then at 7:30, First Winnebago Choir rehearsal is taking place. Then from the River of Life Worship Center, on Wednesday, they'll be having their adult Bible study on Wednesday, and that'll be at 6:30. St. Luke's Auxiliary Quarterly Meeting is being held tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. Be held in the therapeutic room in St. Luke's. If you park in a third parking lot, you don't have to walk quite as far. The board will be meeting at 9:30. And Emmanuel Lutheran Church will be in charge of the devotions and also the dessert. The Delavan High School is having its October 8th, the Harvest Craft Fair, and featuring Halloween. They'll be having Thanksgiving and Christmas items as well, as there are craft items available on Saturday from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. And there'll be beverages available at that time. There will be an open house bridal shower, and this will be a supper for Stacy Aukus, bride-to-be of Bill Thompson, at Wednesday, October 5th at 5:30 at Salem United Methodist Church. Grief Support Group, starting October 5th, have 8 consecutive Wednesdays, 2 to 4, at the Fireside Lounge at the First United Methodist Church on Blue Earth. Fall Rummage and Bake Sale, Faith Lutheran Church in Delavan, October 8th, 8 to 11:30. They'll be having a bag sale at 10:30. Coffee and rolls will be served. Then St. John's Baptist, a Catholic Church in Minnesota Lake, has a turkey supper Sunday, October 9th. That's from 4 to 7. Adults $7, children 3.5 and under 10. And then preschoolers are free. They're serving turkey, dressing, potatoes and gravy, salads, and desserts. And takeout dinners will be available. Then Winnebago Delavan Scouts are having their fall product sale, and that continues through October 9th. It's in process right now, and they have a number of items for sale. In fact, there are 10 items for sale. They'll be delivered in November in time for the holiday giving. They have honey roasted peanuts, a trail mix, a hot Cajun crunch, your peanut squares, your butter toffee peanuts, a chocolate covered peanuts, deluxe mixed nuts, whole cashews, gummy bar berries in a pop-top cans, and deluxe pecan clusters packed in a box. Now, if you have been missed, you can contact Kayleen at 893-3354. Then Blue Earth Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their rummage and bake sale, and that's from 9 to 2. Coffee and their goodies will be from 9 to 11. They'll be having a luncheon from 11 to 1. And that's Saturday, October 15th. There's a bag sale starting at 9 o'clock. That does conclude the notices. Now back to our announcer.
We're 15 past the hour. Again, we're at 84 degrees this afternoon. Let's go back to Lily for part two of information, please.
Okay. We're going to give you a couple recipes today, so we hope you have your pencils and papers ready for that. And then we want to read you a little article that Levon Jose sent me from Titanca, along with a pretty card. We received some beautiful cards. I want to thank you so much. And a nice, beautiful plant that came from Maine. Was ordered from Maine. And today we had some mail from Arizona today. So it's been a very fun time. I want to thank everyone so much for being so kind and considerate. The first recipe I was going to give you is of Mrs. Lloyd Larson's recipes. And it was printed in our first cookbook that I published for the radio cookbook. And it's called Billy Goats. And she said that was William Howard Taft's favorite cookie. And she said it's a great favorite of their family as well. And we'll give you that recipe. And then I want to give you one that was given to me by Doris Paschke. Doris Paschke once time worked here years ago in the office. And it's a macaroon recipe. As I was growing up, the bakery would have these luscious macaroon cookies. They don't make them anymore. You don't find them anymore. But her mother had perfected a recipe for that. So we'll give you that as well. And this is called Billy Goats. And as I say, it's Margaret Larson. She is a good cook. And thank Margaret so much for the beautiful card she sent as well. It calls for one cup of butter or margarine, 3 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla, 4 teaspoons of baking powder. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 packages of chopped dates, or 2 pounds, 2 packages of chopped dates, 2 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of commercial sour cream, 4 cups of flour, 4 cups of flour, then 1/2 teaspoon of soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of cloves. Now this, I can visualize that could be cut in half if you didn't want to make that larger batch. You preheat your oven to 350 and cream your butter and sugar. You separate the eggs and just beat the yolks. And add that to the cream mixture with the sour cream and vanilla. Then you sift your dry ingredients, add it to the mixture, and then add the chopped dates and flour. Add the chopped dates and flour mixture. And you'll beat your egg whites. So you fold in your stiffly beaten egg whites and drop them by teaspoonsful onto an ungreased baking sheet and bake for 12 minutes. It makes about 4 dozen, she said. And she said that was a great favorite of their family. Billy Goats, these are. And this is William Howard Taft's favorite cookie. Calls for a cup of butter or margarine, 3 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 packages of chopped dates or 2 pounds, 2 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of commercial sour cream, 4 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of cloves, and your oven is 350 degrees. And you'll mix that as you normally would, except that you will beat your egg whites separate from the yolks, and you'll be folding that in last, and then drop it by spoonsful onto your ungreased baking sheet and bake 12 minutes. It makes about 4 dozen. Last evening, I happened to run across, I was looking in my recipe books, and happened to run across a recipe of potato pancakes that Elton Rohde used to make potato pancakes at Trinity years ago. They'd have potato pancake supper. And I decided instead of using the grated potatoes, I would just use my shredded ones that you use for hash browns. And I thawed that out real well, and then mixed that in with the egg and onion and flour, a little bit of baking powder, and that made. And I was hungry for bacon with that, so we had some good black bacon.
Oh, the black label?
Yeah. I like that bacon. It's got more meat on. I want some of the meat on. And we used that last evening, and that worked out really well. And then we wanted to give you a recipe for Doris's coconut macaroons. And that calls for a pound of flake coconut. This is really nice around the holidays, especially. And 1/4 cup of flour. 1/4 teaspoon almond flavor. 1 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And 4 egg whites are unbeaten. Now, they are not beaten. You mix those ingredients together and drop them by spoonsful onto a greased cookie sheet. Then I'd like to top it with a strip of maraschino cherry and bake at 350 degrees until they're light brown. But don't overbake them. But they are nice and moist. I call for 1 pound of flake coconut, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/4 teaspoon almond flavor, 1 cup of sugar, teaspoon vanilla, and 4 egg whites. They're unbeaten. And this is Doris Paskey's recipe. You mix that together and drop by spoonsful and on a greased cookie sheet, maybe you want to flour it too as well, and top it with a strip of maraschino cherry and bake at 350 degrees. Sometimes I've used the green cherry. Sometimes I use the red cherry. And particularly holidays, kind of use that at that time. And then we had a nice card from Levon Jos from Titanka. And she had a little article. And if you're listening, Carolyn Halverson, if you're in the field out there by Rake, she said she used to work with you in nursing, I imagine. And this is called, it's Wit and Wisdom from the World Wide Web. It's called Crabby Old Woman, or Crabby Old Women. It's easy to forget there's a mind inside of the bodies of our loved ones. Maybe even could help the ones of us that maintain the bodies of the traumatically ill. I remember how others would hear the words, "This patient has to learn behavior modification." This is so often said by a nurse of around 25, healthy and moving wonderfully, and few life experiences of a patient and a movement of a body. Take a moment to reflect on how this situation would be if you were a patient and believe that she had, when an old lady died in a geriatric ward, they had, I'm going to change my glasses for that. It's kind of funny. I don't know which glasses work the best. We had eye operation and sometimes they don't work as well. Okay, and then had she goes on to say that the old lady, the old lady's sole request to posterity has since appeared in the Christmas edition of the news magazine of the North Ireland Association for Mental Health. A slide presentation has also been made featuring her based on her simple but eloquent poem, and this is what the poem is. What do you see, nurse? What do you see? What are you thinking when you're looking at me? A crabby old woman? Not very wise, uncertain of habit, with faraway eyes? Who dribbles her food and makes no reply when you say in a loud verse, "I do wish you'd try." Who seems not to notice the things that you do and forever is losing a stocking or two. Who, resisting or not, lets you do as you will with bathing and feeding and the long day to fill. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes. Nurse, you're not looking at me. I'll tell you who I am as I sit here so still, as I do as you're bidding, and I eat as you will. I'm a small child of 10 with father and mother, brothers and sisters who love one another. A young girl of 16 with wings on her feet, dreaming that soon now a lover she'll meet. A bride soon at 20. My heart gives a leap, remembering the vows that I promised to keep. At 25 now, I am young on my own, who needs to guide and secure a happy home. A woman of 30, my young now grown fast, are bound to each other with ties that will last. At 40, my young sons have grown and are gone, but my man beside me to see. I don't. It's written very, very small print here. I don't mourn. At 50, since more babies play round my knee, again we know children, my loved ones, and me. Dark days are upon me. My husband is dead. I look at the future. I shudder, then dread. For my young are all rearing young of their own, and I think of the years and the love that I've known. I'm now an old woman, and nature is cruel. 'Tis just to make old age look like a fool. The body crumbles, and grace and vigor depart. Here is now a stance where I once had a heart. But inside this old carcass, a young girl still dwells, and now and again my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain, and I'm still loving and living over again. I think of the years all too few, gone too fast, and deep is the stark fact that nothing can too. So open your eyes, people, open and see. Not a crabby old woman, but closer yet see me. And that is so true. Quite often we don't really see the real person. So and they have lived and given much of their life, and we want to thank Yvonne Joseph very much for sending that to us. Hope you have a very good day, and we hope tomorrow we have an interview. We haven't got it solidified yet. We're not sure. She doesn't say she's not a talker. So I'll have to see who that is. And,
sure.
And tomorrow morning, of course, is our meeting at St. Luke's. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day, won't you?
Thank you much, Lily. You can hear information, please, with Lily Ziegler every Monday through Friday at the same time right here on AM 1560.